Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Renee. Welcome to Renee's Heart to Heart. Thanks for joining me this morning. I hope I didn't confuse anybody. We were supposed to be at Boca Regional this morning, and that appointment got canceled and postponed until Friday. So Friday morning, I will not be on the air. However, everything is fine with my husband. It's just a new scan to check and make sure everything is still okay. I, first of all, want to wish everybody a happy hump day. I don't know about the rest of you, but I crack up at the commercial where the camel's walking through the office saying, "What day is it? What day is it?" And finally get somebody to say hump day. I laugh every time I see it. First thing this morning, when I watched the news and I turned on the computer, I found out that the very, very evil man, Ariel Castro, the guy who kept the three women and his own child and held them prisoner in his home in Cleveland for over 10 years, hung himself in his prison cell last night. They found him at about 9 p.m., and they took him down and tried to revive him, and he was pronounced dead about 90 minutes later in the infirmary. So I guess in some ways justice sort of prevailed. I think he was sick. I think the fact that he took his own life, I don't know. I have mixed emotions about that. It's a shame that he couldn't live incarcerated to let him understand maybe or come to some kind of realization as to what he actually did to those three women. Obviously, the fact that he was incarcerated was more difficult for him to deal with than he imagined it would be. And as I said, I'm pretty sure that he was unbalanced, and I guess we're glad that he's moved on. So we are going to continue our conversation this morning on insomnia. I'm going to bring Shelly in because she promised me she would come up with some natural things that she's used through the years. For those of you who don't know this, Shelly is writing a book, and her book will be about all of the natural avenues you can take in lieu of all of the pharmaceuticals and things like that that are out there. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning, Renee. Can you hear me okay?
I can. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I get to go on a little bit
later this morning. Did you hear what I just said, that Ariel Castro hung himself last night, the man who held the women captive in Cleveland?
Wow, no. I mean, I knew that you were talking about somebody who had committed a crime like that, but I didn't know it was him. I heard the happening, but not who.
It was him. They found him hanging in his cell last night at about 9 p.m. and took him down, and 90 minutes later he was pronounced dead. Of course, you know, at the scene of the crime in that house that was torn down recently, there was a suicide note and the fact that he, something written anyway, telling people what he had actually done and how sick he was and, you know, that he should kill himself. So
wow.
I guess that will be put out for the public to see eventually. I don't know when, but as I said, you know, it's too bad that he couldn't get a taste of his own medicine being incarcerated that length of time.
Yeah, that's true.
So wow. I did a little bit more research about insomnia, and I'm looking forward to what you have to say. First, I'm going to open a couple doors of some things that I found, and this is for those of you out there who are truly suffering and you've tried many, many things. Now I've gotten notes and messages and Facebook postings from several people telling me that they take sleeping aids and have for many, many years. And most of these people are my age, so they're in their 60s. And as sleep became more elusive, they turned to various kinds of sleeping medications. And apparently they work with good doctors because they are not suffering from any of the side effects, and it seems to be working for them. And if that's true for you, it's not my intent to rock the rocking chair, so to speak. It's my intent to help you if the pharmaceuticals are giving you so many side effects that they're almost worse than not having enough sleep. If you found something that suits you, wonderful. We're happy for that. We may not want to do it ourselves because we don't believe in the heavy pharmaceuticals, but it's not my job to judge anybody, and I will not. So if you found something that's got you comfortable and happy, wonderful. But if you are still struggling, there is one thing that I found, and I kind of get this kind of equipment because of the things that I learned at the Institute. And this is called the Fisher-Wallace Stimulator, and it's been cleared by the FDA. And what it does is it stimulates your brain to release serotonin and melatonin, as well as other neurotransmitters required for good, healthy sleep. And according to the articles that I read, of course, they're trying to sell a piece of equipment, everybody, so keep that in your heads. But it was very interesting, and I do know that those kind of modalities are becoming more and more prevalent now that we've got so many scientists working on so many different ways of doing things. However, because it's in the beginning stages, instead of getting online today and you know, I don't know how much one costs. I didn't go through the steps to find that out. I didn't click on anything that told me how I could buy it on time or anything like that. I didn't really want to know how much it was. I just wanted to know the information about it and that the FDA had cleared it. You must remember, though, that the FDA has cleared things in the past and reneged on that later because they found out there were side effects or there was something about it that they either neglected to or forgot to or for whatever reasons didn't know about. So, but it is being done every day electromagnetically, changing a lot of the connectivity in our bodies. I mentioned to all of you that my son Michael, since he had the cervical surgery, his insurance company okayed for him to be able to purchase an apparatus that hangs around his neck on a bit of a very light plastic harness. And a piece of equipment sits right on his chest, between his breasts, pretty much. And it sends electrodes and things like that in to help heal the bone. And I believe that. I believe that that's a big possibility. I believe that there's a lot of stuff out there that we witnessed and saw proof of and very often saw wonderful results for people in the probably in the thousands, but certainly in the hundreds, that got some relief from some of the Vibrason and some of the machines and equipment that Brian would bring from Europe that did just that, reconnected the disconnects in our bodies, and they would find relief. So that is out there, and it's as I said, it's called Fisher-Wallace, F-I-S-H-E-R, W-A-L-L-A-C-E Stimulator. The other thing that is suggested a lot online, and I also know firsthand that this has brought some people relief, and that's hormone therapy. So, but you can't just go anywhere and you can't just tell somebody what you need. You have to go see a bioidentical hormone doctor, somebody who practices in this field and can take some tests and see what your body is not making or not making enough of and help you that way. I have spoken to at least, I would say, 36 women in particular who started going haywire after menopause, and they've found great relief from bioidentical hormones. So on that note, I'm going to let Shelley share some of her findings, and then we will discuss it, okay? You're on, Shell.
Can you hear me clearly,
Shelley?
Can you hear me?
Oh, are you there, honey?
Yeah, I'm here. You can't hear me right now?
I can now.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm having a little... I guess I'm always going to have issues with the phone. I think everybody does. I don't think it's just me. But
For sure. My cell phone I can't even use in the house anymore. Can't even use it.
Well, I'm actually seeing an antenna for a minute. Some of the recommendations I have are going to seem somewhat simplistic, but if you were to incorporate several of these, you would probably see some results. So it's a it's a combination of lifestyle and other homeopathic remedies. There's a homeopathic remedy called Calms Forte. We used to use it at Hippocrates. And there are several of these. If you go into any health food store, or you go down and you look down at the homeopathic remedies, they have a whole selection for sleep aids. The reason I'm mentioning Calms Forte is that was the one that actually gave my mom relief. My mom had struggled with insomnia for many, many years, and I had had her try a couple of the others because she didn't like the way she felt on over-the-counter medication or on a prescription, and this really has no side effects. You sleep nicely. You wake up in the morning. You don't feel like you've been beaten up, and the Calms Forte does allow her to fall asleep, and it's not habit-forming. It relaxes you. I think it's got valerian root and things like that in it. There's other homeopathics. I don't know. I don't remember the name of the others because they work for her. So I just don't recall them. But I know there are others. If Calms Forte doesn't work, and maybe the other ones work. Because remember, everybody's body is different. There's also Bach flower remedies. Now, if the source of you're not falling asleep is some sort of emotional stress or tension, there's at least a dozen different Bach flower remedies that aid with that.
Okay, you cut out. If you could say that part again, Shell.
Can you hear me any better yet?
Okay.
Can you hear me better
Bach
now?
Bach flower remedies. Are you there again, honey?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yep. So you're the last part of your. You said Bach flower remedies, and then you cut out.
Right. So Bach flower remedies, and there's about a dozen different ones. They have a whole line of remedies for different types of stresses, you know, and things like that. They have just the regular remedy, but then they have others that are specific to, and a lot of times that's at the root of why someone's not sleeping. And then you also have there's teas, a tea bag that you would put in hot water, that's what I'm saying. There's a bunch of different teas there's one that's made by traditional medicinals. They have a whole line of teas that actually taste very good, but they all have certain functions. They have some that help the stomach and some that help clear the sinuses. Like I drink Breathe Easy all the time if I'm getting a little congested, or when I fly an airplane, I will only drink Breathe Easy on the airplane, and it helps me not to get those sinus symptoms when you're landing. But they also have sleepy time tea, and they have there's a bunch of these different teas. Yoga tea comes out with it also, traditional medicinals, and now there's a couple other ones. And again, they're sold at health food stores. And drinking a cup of this tea without any food, you know, you shouldn't be eating close to bed because a lot of times that can cause insomnia. You know, but as long as, you know, like having a nice warm cup of tea, relaxing you, kind of sitting there and maybe meditating a little bit. And I'm not talking for hours. I'm talking, you know, 10, 15 minutes before you want to go to bed, make yourself a cup of this tea. And like I said, there's several different brands that make them, but some of them have chamomile in it, which is a natural relaxant. Some of them may have valerian root. If you see valerian root as an ingredient, valerian root is a plant-based I guess it slows you down. It makes you sleepy. It's like a natural sleep aid. But where it doesn't make you very sleepy, it makes it easy to fall asleep. But it's also very powerful. Okay, valerian root is, if you take too much of it, it can knock you out. Because you can actually get valerian root in a tincture form and things like that. So you could actually try it by itself, but it's very, very powerful. You would have to read the directions and make sure you use it appropriately, because it can actually knock you out too much. So these are some things. You've got the different over-the-counter homeopathic pills like Coms Forte. You have the teas. You have straight valerian root, chamomile. These are things that help with making someone be able to be restful. And then meditating, and again, a lot of people say, that's nonsense. It really isn't. If you're having issues with insomnia, which comes down to how the brain functions, I mean, let's understand where insomnia is coming from. There's something happening with the way the brain is functioning. Science has even proven that meditation does help balance over time. It's not going to happen after one meditation. This is something you have to do, like exercising the body. If you started working out with weights today, you would not have lost 20 pounds and be muscular by tomorrow. It would be something you would have to do every day, and over time you would see results. It's the same way with meditation. When you meditate, especially if you meditate listening to calm music, not listening to rock and roll or, something.
Can you hear me now, Michelle? Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. I can.
So if you're meditating while listening to some calm music, preferably something like classical, and I know some people, it's not their cup of tea, but I'll be honest with you, classical music does help resonate the brain waves. It gets you into that alpha state, so it makes it easier for you to then fall asleep. So listening to certain types of music can help someone to achieve that brain resonance that would allow them to sleep. Meditating, and when you meditate, if you don't know how to meditate, there are CDs on it, there's books on it, but, you want to breathe deeply. You want to breathe in very deeply for a few seconds, hold it, breathe out very deeply. You want to start deliberately sensing your body and sensing relaxing your body. Like you go from the top of your head, to your neck, to your shoulders, to your arms, to your head. You actually track your body up and down. And actually, each time you come to an area of your body and you become aware of it, you relax it, okay? And what you're doing is you're attuning your brain to calm. And over time, if you were to do this every night or, like, say, every morning, every night or something like that, you would end up attuning the brain again, and you would start balancing the brain chemistry, because this all has an effect on the hormones that we release and things like that. So meditation is a very powerful tool for someone who's suffering from insomnia. But like I said, I likened it to working out in a gym. You can't meditate a couple of times and say this isn't working, because it's just like working on any other muscle in the body. It takes time to condition the brain, but it does give people relief. So those are some of the recommendations. I'm trying to look up some more. I've contacted a friend of mine who has a healing center, and she has had some clients with insomnia that got results from them. So I'm also researching some additional protocols that may be therapeutic in nature, such as light diode therapy and things like that. I'm not recommending them right now because I'm trying to get a protocol from her. But I am researching some other things that would be therapeutic, like where somebody could go to a holistic healing center and get this particular healing modality over that to specifically deal with insomnia.
Mm-hmm. Well, interestingly enough, people have given me things, and then when I research them, I find out I had a very close friend that I've known for, 40-some years. And she called me last night from upstate New York, and we talked a little bit about this. And she's been on medication most of her life for various reasons. And she said to me that when she takes her calcium pill at night, it helps relax her and put her to sleep. So I thought, what's the correlation with calcium? So I went into some sites, and I went into, like, some real, you know, like, kind of down-home sites for more back-to-nature kind of stuff. And, of course, you all remember when you were a little girl or a little boy, grandmas would often want you to have warm milk at night. And there is a correlation between the calcium and relaxing your body and resting you. So if you do take a calcium supplement of some kind, take it in the evening and see if it helps. Now, she did this with her daughter, who is in her 50s, and her daughter has a high-end kind of nerve-wracking political position that she works in. And she's the first night she tried it, she called her mother and said, it's the first good night's sleep I've had in a month. So I don't know that it would work on everybody, but I'm going to try it because I don't usually take calcium. I have really, you don't usually have bone problems unless you are a very slight person and if you have other issues. Heavy people like myself, because impact is one of the things that builds the integrity and the strength of your bones, it's the only test I usually pass with flying colors. So I don't usually use calcium, but and I don't drink milk. But I'm going to try it just to see, although, like I've mentioned before, I sleep fairly well. But I do, one of the other things I notice is you become very accepting of what becomes the norm for you. And normally, I fall asleep at around 11. I wake up at 1 because I have to go to the bathroom. I come back to bed. It takes me at least a half hour to go back to sleep. And then I wake up again at 3, 3:30, that ballpark. And then I'm almost always awake again by 5. And to some people, that would probably be, you know, a poor sleep pattern. But it's what I've done as long as I can remember. So it's my pattern, if you will. And I deal with it, and I don't usually feel, I mean, once in a great while, if something else is going on with me and I'm stressed or I'm worried about something to a great degree, then I'll wake up not feeling rested and like, you know, I just laid there all night and all it did was make my back hurt from laying in bed for that many hours. So pattern, like we discussed the other day, is important. I also got a call from a very close cousin of mine who is about the same age as I am, and she still waits on table, but she works the third shift. And she has a heck of a time on her time off to get into a schedule that fits everybody else in her house. Going to sleep at night is almost out of the question for her. But she, too, gets in 6 hours, but it's usually two-hour intervals. And that's become her pattern, and she functions on that. Would she like to have a good 7 to 8 hours of sleep because she's convinced herself that it would make her feel better? Of course. But again, your own personal pattern is what you've established, and it's what suits your body in most cases. So one of the things I read the other day was the fact that you can't make the assumption that the old adage, you know, that you are supposed to sleep 8 hours every night, it isn't really true. It depends on who you are, what you do, what your lifestyle is like, a whole list of things. However, the other little things that I found out is hot showers. A lot of people think that if they take a really hot shower before they go to bed, then they will relax and fall asleep. Well, according to probably 4 different articles I read about hot showers, is the fact that it agitates your nerve endings. And in actuality, it will also make you weak and detox you a little bit and send you to bed not feeling so great and having all your nerves agitated from the heat of the water. Most of those sites suggest that you take a lukewarm to cool shower before you go to bed. And I'll tell you, I tested this last night because I'm a big, avid hot shower taker. And I swam first last night with my grandson at about 8:30 last night, and then we came in, and I took a cool shower. And I must tell you, I feel like I slept. Actually, I slept the first part of the sequence was like 3 hours, which is a long time for me. So you can utilize some of those things as well. And I love all the Bach flower remedies that Shelley mentioned. And valerian root is all over the internet in regard to what it can do for you as far as relaxing you. And rescue remedy, if I had a guest at the Institute who maybe had just gotten some really bad news, you know, when you're dealing with people over the age of 58 to 62, they would come someplace like Hippocrates and get there and find out that a friend or somebody very close to them was very ill or maybe even passed. So they'd be in the middle of this journey for themselves, and I would spend time with them. And rescue remedy was always a part of my my support for them when something like that, when they were trying to deal with something that was upsetting the apple cart, so to speak. So Bach flower remedies are great. And Calms Forte, if I'm going to say this, if you are very pure and you've not become accustomed to heavy-duty sleep, sleeping pills or any kind of medication along those lines are really heavy-duty pain relievers. If something's happened to you that has become your way of life, a car accident or whatever that puts us in that place, Calms Forte is like having a sugar pill. So, but if you are more pure and you've been real careful about what kind of pharmaceuticals you've put in your body, Calms Forte is a blessing for sure. So, you have more to add to all of that, Shel?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah, one of the things, actually, I wanted to mention a couple of things. First of all, with the issue you were saying about the calcium, natural calcium in capsules is actually better than calcium in tablets because a lot of times the calcium in tablets, they don't break down in our bodies. I stopped taking calcium in tablets because every time I went to the chiropractor, if they x-rayed me, the tablets would still be like in my, you know, in the lower part of my intestines, and they never got broke down and absorbed by my body. So when I started taking calcium.
Well, and that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, we might mention that too. And I said yesterday something that I was very pleased that I thought of, and that was the fact that pills don't have GPSs. And,
right.
And that's a perfect way to explain what can happen to some of them. I have another caller who wants to come in, so hang on for 1 second. I'm going to invite them in and see who it is. Good morning. This is Renee.
You ladies want to lick my asshole, my shitty asshole? Fuck you.
Oh, there's always somebody like that. Isn't that nice? I should have known because when the number is weird, it's always, you know, isn't it a shame that there's people out there that have so much free time on their hands that they can do something like that when you're trying to make a difference and do some good? Well, whoever you are out there, I hope you're incredibly proud of yourself because I hope your mother doesn't know you do things like that because it will really hurt her feelings. So back to that, what about calcium in some kind of other form, Shell? Is there something else? Do you know of anything else besides a capsule or a pill?
Well, there's chewable forms of calcium. There's actually liquid forms of calcium because people are metabolizing the tablet, so it comes in many, many different forms. There's a couple of different minerals that will also come in liquid form, but, you know, you want to read the ingredients. You want to make sure that it doesn't have a lot of additives and preservatives and things like that on it, okay? So, you know, you want to, go to...
I've never seen liquid calcium, but
I've probably never looked. Yeah, Whole Foods sells, I think, two or three different brands of liquid calcium. But a lot of it's flavored. They have one that tastes like, remember the old ice cream pops that was like orange and vanilla? Remember those old ice cream
sickle.
Pops? Like,
mm-hmm.
They have one that's flavored like that. I mean, you taste it, and that's, you feel like you're eating the icicle pop. So they have different varieties like that. And it would not be a good idea to do milk because milk is mucus forming. So if you have like the hot milk, because milk today is not like it was 50 years ago or longer ago than that. Milk is, the number one reason why kids get ear infections and sinus infections because it's mucus causing. So it would not be good to do the hot milk before.
Yeah, I wouldn't be an advocate of having the milk at night either. This is off subject, but I thought I'd throw this in. Remember last week when we talked about Alzheimer's versus Parkinson's and all the different things that go with Alzheimer's, just dementia and things like that. The very last part of the article that I had meant to share with everybody just because I thought it was amusing was the fact that they said there were some schools of thought that said a cup of hot chocolate a day, hot chocolate, homemade hot chocolate, would fight off Alzheimer's. I mean, this was printed, and I was like, what is that, a joke of some kind? But I looked back to see it in my notes, and indeed it is there. So, and, of course, homemade chocolate is made with real milk, and it's made with cocoa, and it's made with sugar. It's not a premix hot chocolate kind of a deal. A real homemade hot chocolate is made that way. And there are some benefits of cocoa that are out there that you can read about as well. But if you're going to mix it with something, you could maybe mix it with almond milk if you want it, to see if that would work. And if it does, relax you. And almond milk, what is the calcium in almond milk? Is there anything? Nuts usually have some form of calcium. Is there calcium in almond milk?
Yeah, there's well, usually when you get, like I get hemp milk, and I do the best because it's very high in omega-3 and 6s. I feel the best when I use hemp milk. It's also very high in calcium.
You cut out, honey.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, I gotcha.
Okay, yeah, I drink hemp milk, but I do know that almond milk, if it's not natural to it, they do add sources of calcium. So when you get the almond milk or the or hemp milk or there's rice milk and, milk, I try to steer clear of soy milk because the way they process it in the United States, soy milk in other countries is actually better, soy products, because they use a fermenting process. But the United States processes it too much, so the soy has lost some of its benefit, and it kind of screws with women's hormones. So any soy products is not for women, but there's alternatives. You have rice milk, you have almond milk, you have hemp milk. They even have sunflower seed milk now, which is what my mom drinks, and she loves it. And again, it's got some of the omega oils in it. And the omega oils are good for your brain. So the almond milk, anything that's high in omegas, like the hemp or the almond, would be a good choice to heat up at night and maybe put, I don't know if you want to put, you certainly don't want to put sugar in it. If you want to use that.
Well, I think what Shelley was saying is, you're back again. I've never tried that. That is what I drink, is regular almond milk, and I enjoy it. If I want cereal or something like that, I have almond milk. I don't drink it as a drink, but I drink it for cereal or oatmeal if I want an Aeon oatmeal or something like that. But some of the teenagers that lived here don't mind almond milk, and they drink a lot of whole milk. So if they want almond milk, I let them drink that too. So, but the calcium I thought was interesting because she said that to me and because her daughter said it helped her. I think it's worth checking that out, people, and maybe that's the solution. Almond milk with calcium or any of the milks that are done with soaking and things like that that don't come from Daisy. So, or Maribel or whatever her name was, that famous cow. Right.
If somebody's already on prescription medication, obviously you can't just stop taking it because then that creates a whole set of reactions and side effects. You can't just, like, even if you're taking a medication that you feel is not that you're getting side effects from, it's always safer to wean off of it, not to just stop taking it cold turkey, because regardless of the side effects, the body is you know, getting some sort of a dependency on it. So if you are on some sort of sleep aid, you could try to introduce some of the things I was talking about before, like the meditating and the tea and maybe trying a Calms Forte while you're still taking the prescription, and then slowly, incrementally reducing your dose. Now, I'm not a doctor, so obviously you would have to check with your doctor to find out if there was a safe way to do that, all right? But I just know that there are people that have done it that way, all right? Again, I'm not a doctor. You would need to check with your doctor about that, but I'm just putting it out there that I know some people
well,
who have...
Well, I think that goes without saying. I'd like to hope that all of you realize that you never should go off any kind of prescribed medication cold turkey.
Right.
Nobody is ever asked to take forever dosages of antibiotics and things like that. But even antibiotics, if you are the kind of person that has to take some low-grade antibiotic on a regular basis because of whatever, you know, even those you have to be careful with. And, of course, antibiotics are incredibly not good for the rest of your body. And many, many times when we've worked with somebody who is trying to detox from a particular lifestyle, they have as many repercussions and downhill slides from trying to rid their body of the remnants of antibiotics as they do recreational drugs and alcohol and what have you. So antibiotics are nothing to be played with either. And another thing that I might warn all of you about, and hopefully you all already know this, if you are taking antibiotics and your doctor just keeps filling your prescription and doesn't bring you in to check and see what you're taking, and in a time of multiple doctors taking care of one person, it is imperative that you write on a piece of paper or put it on your computer, whatever you're comfortable with, all the different pharmaceuticals that you take, when you started taking them, the dosage, and what doctor gave them to you. And every time you go to the doctors, you should present this list, because what can happen is there can be an interaction with many of the pharmaceuticals that is not good. And I'm not just talking about pain relievers and things like that. I'm talking about your cholesterol medication. I'm talking about things like Lasix to keep you from having too much water in your body. I'm talking about all of it. You should have a list that gives the dosage, the date you started taking it, what the prescription is, you know, like two a day, one every other day, whatever it is, and which doctor gave it to you. And every time you see a doctor, you should be giving that to one of his assistants so that they can make a copy of it so it's on your record. Believe me, it will save your life if it needs to. So do that, please, and make sure that you keep an eye on it yourself. And if you've been taking something longer than, say, 6 months and nobody's checked it lately and you suspect that your doctor doesn't even remember that he put you on it, or maybe you're not seeing that doctor anymore, you need to let somebody know what you're taking. All those things are very important, and very sadly, nobody else keeps an eye on it, so you must, okay? So I'm done with that sermon, show.
But that was very good.
With my family, you know, with Mom and Joey and Dad and now with Big Spike, you know, it can be very scary. You know, years ago when my mother had cancer, for most of her adult life, she was taking Theodore. Theodore is a medication, I don't even know if they use it anymore, but it's a medication that helps with asthma, severe asthma, or what they call COPD now, any kind of breathing problem. She was a heavy smoker, 2 packs of Pall Malls a day, almost all of her life after she stopped smoking corn silk when she was like 7. And I come home one day, and this is after she's had surgery, and they've removed half of a lung, and she's supposed to be convalescing, and she's got tremors, terrible, terrible body tremors. And I called the doctors, the pulmonary doctors that are in charge of her care, and he asks me to read all of her prescriptions to him over the phone. So I gather up like 11 bottles and read them all off to her, him with the dosage, etc. And he goes, oh, my God, who let her have this while she's taking Theodore? And I said, that would be you. And he goes, I didn't know she was taking Theodore. And, I, of course, what am I going to do? Have a knockdown drag-out with him? I said, okay, what do we do now? So they almost induced convulsions into my mother, taking these two medications that fight each other while she was incredibly ill already. So don't mess with that, folks. If you're doing something like that, pay attention to what you're taking. Ask questions. Never be afraid to ask a doctor why he's asking you to do something. Never, ever, ever. It's your life, and he's not God. He's a doctor.
Right, okay. And the bottom line is that it's a good thing you mentioned that as far as, you know, like that's why I was saying before, if you're going to try to wean onto some homeopathic version and off of a prescription medication, one of the things you need to understand is that, like valerian root, for instance, that's a plant-based drug. It's plant-based, it's natural, it's not synthetic, it's not a pharmaceutical, but it is a drug. That's why it knocks you out. So if you're taking that and you could have a reaction between the valerian root and the pharmaceutical you're taking, that's why you need to check, you know, some pharmacists know, your doctor may know, or you could even, like, you know, try and do some research on there. But make sure that whatever drug you're taking is not going to react with, like a comms 40 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So because the bottom line
now,
is that, right, because natural remedies, even though they're plant-based, that's where a lot of drugs come from, but then they just synthesize them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But so that's why you could actually have a reaction, like you were talking about with the tremors, if you tried to use them simultaneously.
Right. If you know, you're like a big blender. You know, the more you take in, it all blends together, and pretty soon you may have repercussions.
Right.
The other thing is about natural remedies is what Shelley just said, and I think we need to talk about this a little bit. What she just said is they're plant-based, most of them. A lot of them don't come from the plant part. They come from the root. A lot of them have incredible medicinal attributes, incredible. There's ginger root along the valerian, the ginger, turmeric. Turmeric is an amazing health root and helps with inflammation, helps with all kinds of things. But again, it is a plant, and it has many qualities that may not mix well with something else. So before you start, you know, go to Whole Foods and buy yourself up every root that they have there because you think it's going to make you feel better. It may, but you need to, you know, you need to take things slow and easy because just because they're made from a plant doesn't mean they can't be dangerous to you. It doesn't mean you can't overdo it. I mean, look at marijuana, look at opium. There's a million things that are derived from plants that today are a major problem in the world. So be smart and you know, educate yourself on what's right for you and what's wrong for you.
Now, there's a difference between homeopathic and naturopathic or natural. When you're talking about, like, the plant-based, like valerian root, if you were to get the tincture and things like that. But when you're talking about homeopathic as far as pellets and things like that, there isn't actually any of the elements in there anymore. Homeopathic, interestingly enough, is based on vibrational medicine. So if you took a bunch of homeopathic pellets and you tested them, they would all come out, they would all be composed of the same material. You'd say, well, there's no difference between any of these, and there isn't. The difference is how they're manufactured. They have a different vibration. And it's all based on vibrational medicine. So when you take these, it changes your internal vibration. And because each one of our organs is supposed to vibrate at a particular frequency, and what these homeopathic drugs do is they make that organ resonate at the proper. So it's very interesting. I mean, there's all kinds of books on it. So in homeopathy, when you're taking the pellets, you're not actually taking valerian root. So that's why they say homeopathics is safe, because you're not going to get that, you're not going to have any co-reactions. It's either going to work or it's not going to work, but you're not going to overdose or anything like that. It's when you're taking the natural supplement form that actually is the thing, like you're taking valerian root tincture or something like that, that's when you really have to be concerned.
Well, okay, so I think we need to, what would be a good source, Shelley, for someone to find out a little bit more about homeopathic, to really have it explained to them and understand the difference between homeopathic versus pure supplements and things like that? Do you have any suggestions?
Well, the homeopathics are the little pellets. You know, you see the little, if you can go into a health food store, you're not going to find them in Publix, or, you know, they don't sell them in places like that. But if you go into a health food store, they usually have an aisle where they sell homeopathic remedies. And you'll see these racks, and they'll have these little tubes. Sometimes they're little blue tubes or green tubes, and sometimes they're a little bit larger, and they may be brown glass with yellow labels on them. And it depends on the manufacturer. Boron, B-O-I-R-O-N, is one of the largest manufacturers of homeopathic pellets. There's another one that I'm drawing a blank on because I usually get boron. But there's two or three major, most of them are like made in Switzerland or something like that, because this is big outside the U.S., the homeopathics. So that's what I'm talking about. Those pellets are vibrational medicine. But if you're getting something that is that's on the supplement shelf, read the ingredients.
Okay, we're losing Shelley again. All right, here's what I'm going to do to help this, because you bring up an interesting fact and an interesting quandary, so to speak. So sometime today I will research some information on homeopathic versus regular supplements or food grade quality supplement, and let's see what we can find out that will help explain this. To just tell everybody it's vibrational is great if they understand those terminologies and if they understand what it is we're talking about. Maybe I can find a site that's homeopathic information for dummies like myself. So I will do that today so that we can talk about that a little bit in the next show that we do in regard to this. I don't think the rest of this week we are going to follow up on insomnia. I will start collecting questions from people on Facebook or personally or by email, and write the questions down, and we will have another show in a couple weeks and answer some of these questions. But I would request that if any of you try any of the things that we've talked about and get good results, it would be nice if you shared it with us. And I'm always shocked to see how many people don't want to call in and talk on the show. They're like shy or just feel like they can't do it. That's fine. If you email me at reenie.brewer@gmail.com and ask your questions, or friend me on Facebook. I am on Facebook as Reenie Brewer, R-E-E-N-I-E Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R. I very rarely turn away any friends unless it's, I guess I don't turn away any friends. So you could do that, and you could follow the show on my Facebook page as well. On that note, I want to take this opportunity to have Shelley talk about this as well. We are organizing a group of people, a community at this point in time of people that are like-minded and understand the worth of detoxing, number one, getting rid of unhealthy lifestyles on a regular basis. A lot of people, when you talk to them about changing their habits, are like, sorry, I like steak, or you'll never talk me into not having Italian food with sausage and veal parmesan and chicken parmesan and all this kind of stuff. And I say, okay, you know, that's not my job anyway. But every now and then, just like you're driving your car on a long trip and you stop someplace and the only oil they have is the cheapest garbage that you wouldn't normally put in your car, and you go ahead and put it in your car, most of you love your vehicles, and the next time you take it to a shop, you say, change the oil, because I really put some crappy oil in it when I was on my trip in West Virginia, and it was the only thing I could find, and da-da-da-da-da-da. So here's what I'm telling you. Some of us can live an incredibly healthy and much happier and much more balanced life if every now and then we do just that to our bodies, which would be to clean it out and start over again. And there's an art to doing a real, honest-to-goodness, healthy detox. We're not talking about fasting for so many days. None of you are Gandhi, and you're not trying to make a point with anyone else but yourself. A water fast is a lot of times too much for most of us. Mind you, I know people that just drink lemon water for a day and don't take in any food, and most of them are pretty healthy people. But if you need to get together with like-minded groups of people, we are gathering a very, a group of people that I have a lot of respect for, because they all have different modalities. They all believe in the same thing, though, and that is, you know, nutrition from your food should give you nutrients, not just fill you up. And I am the worst, believe me. I love food. I'm a great cook. I have given up meat about 8 years ago, but I still am overweight because of other choices. I would rather have my homemade carrot cake than eat dinner, and that's the truth. So I am looking forward to being a part of this, because I believe that this would make me healthier, give me more energy, and bring me to a better place. I don't plan on leaving this earth anytime soon, and as my grandson told me last night as we were swimming laps in the pool, Grandma, I think you're going to live to be over 100. And I said, well, then I better start taking much better care of myself, or you're going to end up taking care of me. And he just laughs. But that's the truth. So if you are interested in being a part of this, if you have a modality to offer, if you would like to know when this is going to happen and how we are setting it up, it is still in the newborn stages, and we have some great ideas, and soon we are going to gather all of the people that we have tremendous respect for that are doing something in this lifestyle. And when we do that, we will have some more answers. And eventually, I hope before year's end, we will have some real information to give to people as to how you can participate in this. Shell, would you like to add anything to this?
Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Shelly.
For God's sake. Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you now.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you something. I don't understand this, because my antenna is not moving at all, and sometimes you can hear me and sometimes you can't. It's, like, so screwy. Anyway, well, one of the things is that eventually we're going to be broadcasting the radio show from the same room, so that will stop some of this "can you hear me" nonsense.
Right.
It's not like we're making a commercial for a cell phone company, but yeah.
One that's going to be in business very long.
But yeah, so the what we're trying to create is something unique, something that's going to provide real choices for people, have a little bit of information available to them, because we're you know, in addition to helping people to detox properly, we're also going to have a variety of informational lectures, you know, short lectures you can sit in comfortably and just start acquiring a little bit of knowledge about one topic or another in the health and healing genre, starting to understand a little bit more how the body functions, what makes it function better, and what can make it not function so good, things like that. So, you know, it's exciting, you know, and we've kind of set ourselves up with a way of unrolling this so that we can start out initially just with some basic, you know, just some basic offerings. And then as our clientele grows, as we get a little bit bigger, then we'll be able to enhance what we can provide for people. So over the first couple of years that we're doing this, it's going to be a real evolution, and people will be on board for that. So especially when we get repeat customers.
Okay, you cut out again, Shell. I think what she's trying to say, people will understand that they can trust us and that they can come to us for a myriad of problems. Some of the people that we're inviting into this are doing cutting-edge modalities, things that most of you, unless you are involved in this arena already, don't even know exist out there. And they're wonderful, and they're simple. There's nothing, you know, we're not talking about rocket science, but we are talking about the simple things, like we talked about today, the simplicity of putting yourself in a better place so that you can sleep more soundly, putting yourself in a better place so you're not anxious all the time. I get a lot of young people who tell me how anxious they are, that they can't, you know, unless they're dead tired from playing. I mean, the two teenagers that live here come home some nights. Last night they came home, they ate their dinner. The two of them were exhausted. You could see it. I mean, you know, it's 98 degrees here in Florida in the afternoons, and the air is so still you feel like you're in Moby Dick's mouth. So it is really oppressive when it's that hot. And these kids go out there and practice football after being in school from 6:30 in the morning for 4 hours every afternoon. So all these little things that we're talking about can reinforce that energy level that you have when you're young, because your body starts out with everything it needs. But then through our lifestyle and through all the things that we go through, maybe through illness, maybe through, well, everything that can happen to a person from being a baby to growing into an adult takes away some of the things that we're born with that will protect us in a more natural fashion. So what we're talking about here is bringing back some of those things and flushing our body of some of the things that shouldn't be there. A real good spring cleaning every 3 months for people who don't have the best lifestyle in the world and don't see a way of really changing the lifestyle, this is your opportunity to put yourself in a place where you can at least know that you are 4 or 5 times a year giving yourself a... Most of you wouldn't dream of going to work without taking a shower. Well, don't live the rest of your life without taking better care of your own body. And by doing a detox, by cleaning up everything, and then, you know, going back to your life and trying to be careful, but we know you won't be, and this will happen, and your friends will invite you to do this, and this will happen, and that will happen. It's life, people. We get it. We're all there, right there with you. But there's things you can do to make yourself be in a better place, and this would be one of them. And this is going to be affordable. This is going to put you in a better, healthier place, and it will give you a goal so that you know that every 3 or 4 months you're going to do something for you tenfold. So I don't know if I've got Shelley back on, but it's time for us to leave, and I want to wish you a wonderful, wonderful hump day. Have a great one, and we'll be back on the air tomorrow morning. God bless everybody. Have a great one. Are you back yet, Shel?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. Okay.
Everybody have a great day.
Okay, sweetie. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, sweetheart. All right. Bye.